This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Clay Travis joins us now, Fox Sports, OutkicktheCoverage.com. I always like to ask Clay questions that are big news-wise. And today, Good Morning America, I don't know if it rocked America because I don't know how relevant this event is anymore, but I know it's really popular on Twitter every year, Miss America. Clay, I don't think it's news that they're taking out the swimsuit competition, but from what I understand, Good Morning America today had the folks on from Miss America, and they're saying they're no longer going to judge on beauty anymore. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, they're taking out the evening gowns, too. So, look, I mean, I think it is basically announcing that they don't want their pageant to be watched on television anymore. I think it's crazy, but it seems perfect for 2018 when a small minority of knuckleheads are basically leading to things that are enjoyed and appreciated by massive amounts of people now being taken away. Look, if you don't want to be judged on your physical beauty and your fitness, then don't go to pageants. I mean, I don't know why this is so hard for people to understand. Like, there are a lot of women who enjoy competing in these pageants, and they are now going to judge them based on their self-esteem and confidence, which seems to me to be the most made-up possible criteria that you could throw out there. I mean, I hope everybody has good self-esteem and good confidence, but how in the world are you going to judge it based on people answering questions? I just think that it is absurdly ludicrous and perfect evidence of why everyone has suddenly lost their mind in 2018.
Clay is presented by the Home Loan Expert, thehomeloanexpert.com. So it's no longer a beauty pageant, it's a self-esteem pageant. That's what these will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, can you imagine if we did this in sports? Like, instead of actually having teams compete, we just had guys come out and we judged them based on who seemed the most confident.
That Tom Brady seemed really confident with his ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, there is
football
a
joke.
Segment of society
uh-huh.
that I legitimately believe this is true, would prefer that there was no competition at all. Because competition creates winners and winners and losers are bad. I happen to believe that competition is the reason why we know why we don't live in caves. In other words, everybody trying to be better than they would be if they didn't work hard is a reason why American society and world society has appreciably gotten better every year. You know, we have penicillin because people compete to be better. We have antibiotics for that reason. We have a house over our heads as opposed to a cave. I mean, all of these things are a result of competition. And ultimately, society benefits when people push themselves to the edges of their ability, either mentally or physically. Are there downsides? Yes, it sucks to lose. But you lost a lot as a kid growing up. I lost a lot as a kid growing up. And what sports, I think, are so important is they teach a lot of people when they are young how to lose, even when you want to win so badly, and continue to work hard, even though you know that you are not always going to win. I just think that much of society today is predicated on the concept that, and I see this everywhere, that basically winning and losing is bad because it hurts self-esteem, and I don't buy into it.
38 After with Clay Travis, OutkicktheCoverage.com is his website. It appears to me on a day after Birmingham gets a franchise in the Alliance, the Spring League is going to start this upcoming year after the Super Bowl, that the XFL and Vince McMahon made a big move today with the announcement of Oliver Luck leaving the NCAA to be the XFL's commissioner. Does that resonate with you, Oliver Luck joining the XFL?
That's a big name. You know, certainly his resume, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's a Rhodes Scholar or something close to it. I know he's been the athletic director at West Virginia, and then he moved in-house at the NCAA. He's obviously Andrew Luck's dad for a lot of people out there. That's how they now know him, who are young and follow sports. But I think it just serves as further evidence that the XFL is going to be a pretty serious swing from Vince McMahon to try and legitimately compete with the NFL. I mean, if you told me right now you can have Oliver Luck or Roger Goodell as the commissioner of your league, I think I'd rather have Oliver Luck.
I think a lot of people would say that. Would you? Do you think these leagues, because you know, obviously Birmingham's getting the one that has got Bill Polian and Hines Ward and Troy Polamalu involved. There are a lot of big names involved that we'll see how it works. Do you think there's enough of a hunger? We say we want more football after the Super Bowl, Clay. I say that all the time. Do you think there is enough hunger for a spring league to work if it's run well?
Maybe. Maybe is the answer. I mean, I think it can work on television because there are enough people who will watch televised games if they have good quarterbacks. I mean, I would like to watch Johnny Manziel play in the CFL. And that's because I think what makes people watch is a lot of times stars, right? Do I care about this person? And frankly, it's usually the quarterback who is going to be playing in this league. If they get the right quarterbacks, I think the other way you could get a lot of people to watch is if you make the decision to start offering 4- and 5-star guys or even freshmen who have had incredible years and brought them in and people had kind of an idea who those people were. I think all those things could work too.
Clay Travis with us. Yesterday we lost C.M. Newton, a longtime basketball coach and athletic director in the Southeastern Conference. You know this league. He's a guy that is so well respected. But one of the things he probably doesn't ever get remembered for, but he put together the original Dream Team. And that took some doing to get those egos all in the same room and to play on one team.
Yeah, I think the SEC between Mike Slive and C.M. Newton, you know, C.M. Newton at Vanderbilt and at Kentucky obviously had a success with growing the SEC brand. And I think both those guys, you know, I was just down at the SEC spring meetings last week. And I'm going to be honest with you. I know that was Mike Slive's favorite week of the year when everybody in the SEC got together down on the beach. And it seems strange to be there without him there. I'll just say that. It was, you know, even after he had left the SEC, he would still come down and kind of make the rounds and oftentimes go to that those kind of events. And it seems strange, and you know, maybe I'm just getting older, but to see his picture up on the wall, as you age. And I remember as a kid, you know, not liking this, if you remember that, you know, anytime they would talk about players who had come before you, you know, like in the 5 years that you hadn't been a fan, you're like, why do they keep talking about all these old guys? And I'm 39 now, and I definitely feel like I look back as much as I look forward now. When I think that's kind of a natural evolution of everybody as you age. But those guys not being a part of sports is certainly the sports are the worst for it.
Clay Travis with us each week, OutkickTheCoverage.com, also Fox Sports Radio, and at Clay Travis on Twitter. And he is presented each week by The Home Loan Expert.
Yeah, these guys will do a great job. And here's something that I think a lot of people struggle with on a regular basis, credit card debt. You are having a great year. Maybe you're having a great month, and you think, I got everything in perfect working order. Man, I have managed my finances as well as I possibly could have this month. And then you get a call from your wife, and she says, oh, guess what? Your daughter needs braces. And you're like, it's going to cost a lot of money. And then maybe your car has a major issue, and you have to go in, and it costs several thousand dollars to get it fixed. And before you know it, you've got a lot of money on your credit card debt, and maybe you don't have the ability to pay it off that month. And then that grows, and it's 20% interest, and it hangs over you in the back of your head every time you spend anything. I know a lot of people have been there. I've been there. Everybody has just about at some point in their life. Well, if you own your home, Birmingham market has really been hot, and the prices in Birmingham have gone up. And if you own your home, why not consider getting a home equity line and wiping out that credit card debt once and for all? Got a 4% interest rate instead of a 20% interest rate. Make a smart financial decision. Let my guy Ryan Kelly take care of you. TheHomeLoanExpert.com is the website. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Wipe out your debt. Lock in a great low mortgage rate. Let Ryan Kelly take care of you. He's the Nick Saban of mortgages, and he will make sure that your family is taken as well care of as they possibly can be at HomeLoanExpert.com.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.